still on paper.
Yeah, so my name is Jaco. English is not my first language. I'm going to give my best. I'm humbly privileged to be one of the elders in the congregation, and even more privileged to share this morning with you that what God laid on my heart. If I can put a topic to it this morning is sheep. I'm tempted to say maybe something more, maybe humble sheep or whatever there is to add to that. But let's just use the word sheep for this morning. So we're going to focus on sheep. Yeah, and what God say in the Bible about sheep. Sheep and a shepherd and all of that. But first I want to tell you this a story, a true story, what happened with me, I think 2-3 months ago. We had a regional equip in Mossel Bay. Maybe some of you were there. And as we were walking out, Cornell, lift up your hand. Cornell was walking out and it was dark. So, yeah, it was difficult to see. And lots of times I catch myself trying to do tricks with people and make fun. And yeah, so if I ever offended one of you with that, I'm sorry. And Cornell walked out and she didn't see me. And there was a thick bush between us. She was walking, let's say, close to that wall outside. And I saw her. And I was hiding behind the bush, sitting like this. And it was dark. She couldn't see me. And remember, there was lots of people most now. It's a regional equip. I won't say thousands, but hundreds. Maybe more than 1,000. And I was saying, Cornell! And so what I would love to happen now is Cornell looking. And whose noise is it? And who's calling me? And she said, yes, Jaco. Out of those, lots of people. And I thought, no, man, this wasn't how it's meant to be. And what I've got on my heart this morning is so relevant to this. Because I'm a let's put it this way, I'm an elder, and so I am a shepherd, but Jesus is most now our ultimate shepherd. But it was such a good example of she recognizing the voice between a lots of other voices and noises. Yeah, so I hope that helps you for a start to just look for something in the voice of Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. And so my question is, and this is maybe the only place where you will be able to make notes this morning. The rest we're going to do by acting. So the question is, how does the sheep learn the voice of the shepherd? Because I think that's the main question. We are sheep. How do you learn? How do you teach yourself to learn to hear the voice of the shepherd? And I've got three. Let's first read. So all the scriptures that we're going to read this morning is coming out of John, and that few scriptures where Jesus talk about him the shepherd and us the sheep. But just let's listen carefully what he says. So let's first read verse 14 and 15. So I'll get back to the first few verses a bit later. Yeah, so it's in Afrikaans and English. You can read whatever one you prefer. Ek is die goeie herder. Ek ken my skape en hulle herken my. Net soos die Vader my ken, en ek ook die Vader ken, en ek gee my lewe vir die skape. So, this, en ons gaan het, we're going to read it a bit more as we carry on another few verses, but it's so, you cannot ignore it. It's so in front of you, that verse 14 and 15, he knows the sheep, and they know him. So back to my question. So I'm going to ask this question is about sheep, but also ask yourself a sheep question this morning. So I'm going to say it at the end again. Ask yourself, because Jesus is talking here about sheep, and he's referring to us, his children, his sheep, part of his flock. So the first thing, what helped sheep to hear the voice of the shepherd was to repeat. So sheep, I'm going to read some of them. Sheep must often be exposed to the shepherd's voice. They will not hear his voice if they're not often exposed to his voice. So we can ask the question back to ourselves, what do we do to expose ourselves to his voice? Hearing his voice every day helps sheep to recognize it. Hearing is not every month or when they've got time or when they think about it. Hearing his voice every day helps sheep to recognize it. Yeah, so there's only three of them that I've just put down here just to help us and to guide us. And the second thing is to association. So with what does the sheep associate the voice? But that's a key thing. And I've got three things here because we need to think back in that time when it was written, what was the context of that? And why did Jesus give it to us? So the first thing was food. They know when the shepherd called them, there was food involved. And the second thing, he called them he called them for protection. So where they were grazing or where they were, he would call them if he sees there's wolves on their way or there's anything that will harm them, anything that will scatter them. He will call them for protection. And the third thing is to move for a reason or to guide them. So if they, according to the shepherd, was a good enough reason to move, whether it was the change of a season or grazing, whatever, he would call them. So they associated this, the voice of the shepherd, with most probably one of these three things, of all these things. They would know he would call us, he knows better than us, he will call us for this or this or this. And maybe the last thing that I've mentioned here is trust. They really, really trust him. The sheep really trust the shepherd. With time, the sheep developed feeling and knowing of safety in the presence of the shepherd. With time, they developed a feeling of safety in the presence of the shepherd. And sheep don't feel threatened, rather follow than when they are called. And that's actually an important thing here. And I was asking myself that question. When God calls you, or when he puts something on your heart, and he wants you to move, he wants you to react, do I ever feel threatened, or do I see it as a call to follow me? Follow me, I know better than you. I can see what lies ahead. Yeah, okay, so ask yourself these sheep questions. Keep on asking yourself these sheep questions. Okay, let's first read the next scripture. It's in John 1-3, verses 1-3. Ek verseker julle, iemand wat nie deur die hek in die skaapkraal ingaan nie, maar van die ander kant af oorklim, is 'n dief en 'n rower. Iemand wat egter deur die hek toegang verkry, is die herder van die skape. Vir hom maak die hekwagter oop en die skape luister na sy stem. Hy roep sy eie skape op hulle name en hy lei hulle uit. Hoor net daar nê? Hy roep die eie hy waar is ons nou? Vir hom hy roep sy eie skape op hulle name en hy lei hulle uit. So kom ons doen dit bietjie. Nou gaan ons now we going to the skaapkraal. Ja, so verbeel jouself. Wat is die Engels vir verbeel? Imagine yourself. Daar's 'n imagine yourself. This is the skaapkraal. So you now, you on top there and at the bottom, you sitting in the skaap, you in the skaapkraal now. And this is the gate. This is the gate. And let's pretend I'm the shepherd. As I say, Jesus is the ultimate shepherd. But just now to get this thing in our mind and to remember it forever and ever, let's pretend I'm the shepherd. Dian, kom hier na my toe. Kom jy uit, kom stap saam met my. Liekie, kom stap saam met my. Warren, a bit later, I'm going to need voices like that. I'll wait for you. Well, here's the gate. Francois, kom stap saam met my. So I've mentioned a few names here. Maybe there's more than one Francois here. I don't take offense. I'm just looking at him because he's personal for me. This first Francois. Was at this stage for me as the shepherd, I see him, I call him. Santi. Santi, kom saam met my. That's how, now I'm not going to call all of you. But I just want us to let this just be stuck in us, and how personal the shepherd means it, and we're going to carry on now other things, but because there's let's say four or five things that we're going to do this morning, and God knows what you must hear. Maybe it's this, maybe it's this and everything, maybe it's another thing. But I just want to stand still on this. The shepherd calls you by name. The scripture says it. He calls you by name. Out of a lot of sheep, you're not only one of them. But Tanya later ook gekoel word. Not. I saw her kind of teleergesteld. But just to end this off with it, that He's a personal God. He's a personal shepherd. He knows your name. He knows your name. He wants to call you to say, and now, and we're going to carry on reading it. Now you will see. He called them out of the kraal. Is there a better word for kraal? Okay, that's difficult. Kraal. So he called them out of the kraal, and then he will say, now I want to walk with you. Now I want you to follow me. Dankie julle. Julle is great rolspelers. Go and sit. There's more to come. Okay, now we're going to read verse 4 and 5. Wanneer hy al sy skape na buite gelei het, kyk haar, wanneer hy al sy skape so one on one, by hulle name, na buite gelei het, en die skape hou aan om hom, nee, waar is ons nou? Oh nee, sorry, loop hy voor hulle uit. See this thing of following him, constantly following him. Loop hy voor hulle uit en die skape hou aan om hom te volg, omdat hulle sy stem ken. So omdat hulle sy stem ken, ek dink hulle soek ook na sy stem, hou hulle aan om sy stem te volg. 'N vreemdeling sal hulle glad nie volg nie, maar van hom af wegvlug, omdat hulle nie die vreemdeling se stem herken nie. So nou soek ek vir Tian. My boys, they always know that there will be a role for them, but I didn't prep anyone here. Yeah, so they wasn't excluded. No one was prepped. So just to make sure we're on the same page here, talking about stranger. A stranger or stranger's voice are anything else than the shepherd's voice. So I think that's the best way for us to somewhat simplify it. Any voice calling you away from the shepherd's voice and the shepherd's purpose and the shepherd's protection is a vreemde voice. Is it, what's that word? Strange. It's a strange voice. And just to, before we not read it, the scripture doesn't say when they hear a stranger's voice, they will go and investigate. And okay, let's see, let's test this. They will flee. Hulle is weg, hulle vlug. Verstaan ons? Do you know what beteken flee? Nee, vlieg nie. They run away, man. So I think when reading this and constantly asking God, what do you want me to hear? Jesus, what do you want me to hear? We must hear this. We mustn't only hear it. We must listen to this. He say, flee for the strange voices. So let's use a few examples, and let's try and make it practical. No. So the only thing you say.
Ses keer.
Nee, nou eers. Staan daar so nie. You the chef, you the false.
Okay.
Jy hoef nie naam te sê nie, jy kan ook, maar jy kan nie so.
Owen.
Kom na my. Okay. Jy moet eers sit. Ons verwar julle nou lekker. But that's what a strange voice does. He confuses you. Do I want to follow him? Am I sure or not? Strange voices can be a lot of things. It can be false teaching. Dwaalleer. Any sentence or any word I say here, If it haven't got the same purpose and the same protection and the same providence and the same purpose as the true shepherd, it's a strange voice. And we can put in there fear. So the next one will be, let's say, a voice of pride, hoogmoed.
Come to me.
She mustn't
listen. Wrong answer.
Remember, only listen to the shepherd. Only listen to the shepherd. She acted on doubt there, on twyfel. Yeah, you remember this. Another one, maybe fear of man, fear of what people will say. Come on, call them.
Come to me. Nope.
Yeah, so he's moaning in my left ear. They don't listen to me. Okay, come on, sit here. Yeah, so we can. Now my youngest son is thinking, okay, when's going to be his turn? no turn for you. No. But later. So we can put in a lot of words there. And I've just mentioned, to mention a few, laziness, negativity, wrong friends, the influence of wrong friends, not taking the responsibility to what God trusted or called you for, or what God trusted in your hands, whether it's friends, whether it's children, a wife, a husband. There's a lot of things according to that. Material things. There's a lot of these kind of voices. And we can add, you can give me more examples, lots of more. But I just want to make the point of how God warns us against these voices. And where you're sitting now, think about that. And when we go out, think about that. Let God constantly help you to only react to His voice and not listen and not react to these strange voices, because they haven't got the same purpose for you and for me. Okay, and the last scripture that we're going to read is John 10, verse 27 to 28. My skape luister na my stem. Ek ken hulle en hulle volg my. Ek sal ook die ewige lewe, ek sal ook die ewige lewe aan hulle gee, en hulle sal so nimmer as te nooit verlore gaan nie. So hierdie laaste twee verse is my so, dit is my so 'n act wat die Here sê, doen dit. Barbara, gaan gou terug na 27. Dis 'n act. En dan sit so asof die volgende vers so reward is. My skape, daar by 27, ja, my skape luister na my stem. Soos die Here sê, hey, dit moet jou acting wees. Ek bedoel nie, ek probeer nie praat van werke nie, ek probeer, I'm talking about obedience. En hulle, stem, na my stem, en hulle, ek ken hulle, en hulle volg my. En dan die verse 28 is so asof dit die Here, so asof God want to say, this is the reward that I've got for you. Ek sal ook die ewige lewe aan hulle gee, en hulle sal so nimmer as te nooit verlore gaan nie. Niemand, as die Here sê niemand, bedoel hy niemand. Nobody, niemand, waar kom ek verwar my, niemand sal hulle uit my hand steel nie. Niemand sal hulle uit my hand ruk nie. Now, God doesn't say there will never be tests and never be difficulties, but he says if that is their acting in verse 27, nobody will steal them away from me. They must just stay, if I can sum it up in that sentence, they must just stay close to me. They must hear my voice. I will guide them. I will lead them. They must just follow. Yeah, so now I'm going to call out a few of you as well, and I'm going to have a discussion with you here. So no, let me, any five of you that wants to come, just come to me and offer yourself to and let's do something. What a great example. One more. Yeah. They can, no, actually there can be a lot more. Yeah, we want five more. This side, I haven't, yeah, five more. Okay, now you can just sit like that. I'm going to have a discussion with him. Yeah, so it was so, just thinking about these verses that we've read, about how the shepherd, the good shepherd, calls us, and he's got a big purpose for you, and he's protecting you, and he knows the best. He wants to walk in front. He's courageous. He's willing to do anything to lay down his life for us. But there's a big but. So that's what we focused on now, what God's doing for us. But there's a big but. Let's see if you can guess correctly. Okay. Well done. So what are you thinking? There's a, huh? Yeah. There's a big, okay, donkey, yellow girls, you can go sit. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, so there's actually a very big but in this whole thing. And the but is there's a lot of lost sheep. There's a lost world out there. And that's what I'm hoping that you will, this will stuck in our hearts, in our minds, until the day we die. Because just look at this, and this is just the room that I've got to try and picture this situation to us. But this is the protection that you've got in the skaapkraal. Here's the herdsman, or the shepherd, sorry. The shepherd protecting you. But we must know there's lots of lost sheep out there. In our town, in our world, if we talk about a lost world, it's not lost buildings. Lost world is lost people. People that just don't have a shepherd. They just don't have a shepherd. And it can be for various reasons. Maybe some of them got hurt in church. Maybe some of them had parent wounds. Something happened with their mom or dad or whatever it is. They never had the chance to meet the true shepherd. Some of them, we talked about following strangers' voices. Some of them are so carried away by strange voices, they actually don't see the shepherd anymore. Maybe they knew the shepherd. Some of them never knew the shepherd. So this morning, I want to say God wants to use us to bring the lost sheep to Him. You're not their shepherd. Don't try to play the role of the shepherd. But we must lead them to the shepherd, to the true shepherd. But God wants to use us. And we placed in different work situations, family situations, town, where we know different people struggling, whatever the situation are, it's for a purpose that you know those people. But have the heart and say, God, use me. He will lead us. He will lead you. As we started at the beginning, and as He called you by name and say, hey, come, follow me. I've got a purpose. In that same context, God wants us, want to use me and you with lost people. You've got a heart for lost people. So let's close our eyes and I just think, I feel to do it in prayer. So maybe this morning the first question that I want to ask, if you're sitting here this morning and you know, actually I'm lost, I'm one of those sheep, for whatever the reason is, but I know that I know I'm lost. I haven't given my heart to the shepherd. I'm not part of the flock. If you know, I've never done this. I've never laid my life down and follow the shepherd. I do my own thing. I walk my own way. Then I want to give you the opportunity this morning to there where you are, with everyone's eyes closed, to just lift your hand and say, that's me. So as jy weet, as jy weet, jy het nog nooit jou hart vir die Here gegee nie. Jy is een van die skape buite die kraal wat eintlik maar loop en met jou besig hou met baie dinge. Maar jou hart is nie by die Here nie. Dan wil ek jou vanoggend die geleentheid gee om net daar waar jy sit, jou hand op te lig. En te sê, Here, ek gee my hart vir jou. Okay. En dan wil ek vanoggend afsluit om vir ons, I trust the Lord so for this, and Tom and I, we've spoken about this before the meeting. Think about lost people that you know, that you really trust God for. It can be someone in your workplace, one of your family members. Someone that you don't know very good, but just God lay this guy or lady, whatever, or this child on your heart. So while we're sitting here, just focus on what God and who's laying on your heart. It can be more than one people, more than one. Holy Spirit, I want to ask you in this moment to lay on our hearts whom you've got on your heart for each one of us specifically. So where I'm standing here, I'm also part of you in the presence of the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God, trusting Him for His work in those people's lives. So if you've got someone or more than one on your heart, I want to ask you to stand. I'm the first one standing for someone. Yeah, God, we want to come this morning, all of us standing, and we want to bring these people to You. We want to lay them in front of Your feet. And we want to say, God, doesn't matter what people say about them, what happened in the past, how lost they are, we trust You for them. I want to ask You, God, to help us and to guide us to do our part to get them to You. Help us, God, not to forget it when we walk out here. Help us to think it over and over and over. Help us, Here, om gereeld hierdie mense voor U voete neer te sit, soos asof ons hulle voor U voete neer sit en sê, Here, asseblief, trek hulle na Jou toe. We know, God, luckily, You're not limited to our deeds and what we can think and our boxes. But we really want to say it this morning, our trust is in You. We want to ask God for a radical change in those people's lives. Radical change. And may You receive the glory for that. So it doesn't matter, God, how far away from You and how lost they are. With You, a change can happen every moment. I'm just thinking about in the Bible that You gave for us to read and to build our faith, how Paul, when he was Saul, was a murderer of Christians, and You turned his life upside down. And he became probably the best, or one of the best apostolic leaders. But it's You in lives that makes a difference. Yeah, God, so we trust You for this. Yeah, God, and I want to ask You to help us to what you've laid on our hearts this morning, to go and to live it out. Help us, God, to live it out. Thanks, Jesus, that You, the Good Shepherd, and that You care and that You provide and that we can know You know the best. And You also were exposed to vreemde stemme, but You was the ultimate example for us how to do it. Yeah, we ask it in Jesus' name, the name above all names, God. Amen.
Ek wil net graag getuig weer vanaand. Ek wil aansluit wat Jaco als gepraat het hier. Verskoon my as ek begin huil. Maar ek is gistermiddag daar vriend vir my toe. Sy vrou het die afgelope 3 jaar kanker. Hy is laas week ook gediagnoseer met kanker. En wat die lekkerste was, dat ek vir hom vraag, Gary, jy is reg met die Here. Sê vir Bobby, ek is baie lief vir hom. En ek wil die boodskap vandag uitdra. Moenie hier uitstap as jou saak nie reg is met die Here nie. Gary het leverkanker. Hy gaan nie lank leef nie. Maar ek weet hy gehebel. Maar moenie uitstap as jou saak nie reg is nie. Jy moet 'n liefdesverhouding met die Here hê. Dit help nie, jy sê jy lees Bybel nie. As jy nie 'n liefdesverhouding met die Here het nie, dan is jy nie in die skaapkraal nie. Dankie, Jakob.
Thanks, Jakob. Thanks, Bombie. I just want to from where Bombi is at the moment and where Yaku's made the call. We sometimes, because we're in South Africa and we're in a country that is called a Christian country, we grow up in church. We grow up in a place of where God has spoken openly. And we grow up with parents that sometimes go to church and has taken us to Sunday school. I grew up in a Sunday school. But a Sunday school didn't save me. A Sunday school took me away from God. Because it made me in a place of where I thought I knew Him, I knew God, and so I can carry on with my life and do with my life what I wanted to do. Until I met someone that said to me, it is not that you know God. The question is, does God know you? And I couldn't answer that question. How do I know God knows me? I've been through Sunday school. I've been in church. And I was as lost as the sheep that was outside this pen. I couldn't even blare. But it's through one guy that kept on keeping on, prompting me to look at Jesus Christ, putting His life into me, to saying, you've got to know Jesus Christ. You've got to walk with Jesus Christ. You've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because it's not God that's going to save you. It's Jesus. What He has done on that cross for us. And there's only one way into heaven. There's only one way. And it's that to accept Jesus Christ in your life. You've got to accept Him. You've got to stand in front of Him and repent of your life. Of the sin in your life. We are all born sinners in this life. We come into life as a sinner. The only way that we can be saved is when we say to Jesus Christ, Jesus, I want to have a relationship with You. You are the one that died for me on that cross. And I want to confess my sins to You. Because You're the only one that took my sin onto You on that cross. There's no other way. In John 14, Jesus says to His disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Me. It's not just enough to believe in God. It's to believe in Jesus Christ as well. In My Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Now, the place that Jesus is going to prepare is for those that believe in Him. Those that has taken Him on as their personal Savior, King and Lord of their lives. Not just the Savior, but King and Lord of their lives. The one that hears the shepherd's voice. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. He is calling you. He's calling each one of us. Am I hearing that voice? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm coming again and will take you to Myself. Jesus Christ has come the first time onto the cross. There's a second time He's coming. And He's coming to fetch His sheep. Those that are in the pen. Not those that are outside. Those that heard His voice and came into the gate. Are you hearing His voice? If you're not hearing His voice, you're not saved. Are you hearing Me calling you? If He's calling you, react to that call. He's coming to fetch us so that where I am, therefore you will also be. And you know the way where I'm going. And then Thomas, my name is Thomas. I always question, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father. The Father is God. No one comes to the Father except through me. My call is, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ in your life, if you have not bowed down and said, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to follow you. I want to make you Lord and King of my life. If you have never done that, know that the room that He has prepared for you will not be inherited by you when He comes again. You will go to another room, but not the one that He's prepared for you. Because you've got to make the decision if you want to follow Him. My call is that this world is 2,000 years closer than the second coming. Look at this world and look at what's going on around you. Open your eyes. Open our spiritual eyes. And see what's going on around you. And know that this world is coming to an end. He is coming soon. He says, I'm coming like a thief at night. You will not know it. And when He comes and you haven't accepted Him, it'll be too late. My call again, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ and you're too afraid to put up your hand there, we are in the front. Or come to someone that you know and say, I want to accept Jesus Christ in my life. Bombi said, do not go out of here. Do not go out of here. If you haven't made right with Christ, if you do not know Christ in your life, do not. My call to you is do not. The Good Shepherd is calling. He wants you in His pen. He's calling. We've got to react. Father, I just pray that no one will leave this building today if he has not made right with you. No one, Lord. No one. Because each one sitting here, Father, you have called. You have called by name. And it's this sheep, me, that you had to hear your voice and say, here I am. Let me through this gate, please. I want to follow you, Jesus. I want to follow you where you take me, not where my life wants to take me. I lay down my life for you, Father, as Jesus laid down His life for us. God, help us. Holy Spirit, come and work in the hearts and the minds of those that have not accepted you yet, that are afraid. Let the enemy not steal them. I pray this in your precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks a lot. Worship team, thank you for you.
You shared your vision that you had about the, what do you call those rumble strips? I had an experience earlier in the week where I felt like I was very confused about what God wanted me to do, and I wasn't sure if I was hearing His voice or not. And I prayed to Him, and I said, God, I feel like I'm in the dark. And I said, please don't make me sin. Don't make me stray. Don't allow me to stray because I'm confused, and I don't want to be confused. And He gave me Psalm 5. I don't have a Bible with me. If anyone can maybe give us Psalm 5, that would the message that she brought this morning was so special because it kind of tells us that thank you. It tells us that God is the, he is the boundary that we have. The moment that we are on this road, we have to trust in him that he is the boundary, that he won't allow us as his sheep to go steer off the road. And like I said, Psalm 5 was such a comfort to me, and I hope that we can all pray that. It says, O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you, and I wait expectantly. And it says, you will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. And what that was my prayer was that God will, that we will, as his sheep, always hear his voice, and that he will make his way plain, that we won't be deceived. And may we make Psalm 5 our prayer, that that he will be our boundary, and he will be our shepherd. And my fear was that I would sin, and that he would be mad if I made the wrong decision. And he did call me as his good shepherd, and he said, I will be your boundary, and I will not allow you to weave off the road. And just how faithful he is as our shepherd and as our boundary. Yeah.
Excellent. Verse 11 says, but rejoice, all who take refuge in you. Sing for joy forever, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For you bless the righteous person, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. That's who our God is. He's calling each one of us because he loves each one of us. Each one. He gave his son for us, man. Who of you would give a child? I'm not Abram. I've got two daughters. I don't know if God asks me to offer one of them, if I will do that. I don't know. I don't think so. But he gave his son. And if you do not know that son, please, please make right. Please, I beg you. In the name of Christ, I beg you. Don't go out of this place. Don't. You do not know what's going to happen with you when you walk over that street. You do not. One of our elders in Oudtshoorn has passed away this weekend. He was in remission, and then suddenly cancer came back. We do not know when is our time. We do not. God has got your birth in his hand, and he's got your death in his hand. And hopefully, when that last breath, when he takes that last breath, hopefully, you would know him. Hopefully. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. There's coffee in.